Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jason Varitek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Steve Avery. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The third baseman, Brent Gates. Batting third. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The DH, David Ortiz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eric Milton. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn takes first base on 4. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia-Para hits a line drive towards first. Coomer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stanley takes first base on 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Leary takes first base on 4. Stanley moves to second. Damon Buford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Buford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Varitek strikes out. 1 out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Benjamin strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lewis is 0-1 in the game. Lewis takes first base on 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on 4. Lewis moves to second. Todd Ritchie now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Garcia Parra. Cordova moves to second. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ortiz strikes out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordova moves to third. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia Parra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Leary is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary strikes out. Two outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buford hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Varitek is 0-for-1 in the game. Varitek strikes out. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3-0. There's a wild pitch. Benjamin moves to second. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer fields the ball and throws to Richie covering. Safe. Benjamin scores. Valentin moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 2 in the game. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive towards first. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Travis Miller now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Damon Buford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Varitek is 0 for 2 in the game. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Varitek and he is safe. Walker steals second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benjamin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. Benjamin moves to second. one out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Valentin hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Benjamin scores. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garciaparra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vaughn moves to third. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gates is 0 for 2 in the game. Gates hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lawton moves to second. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Lawton moves to third. Cordova moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Ochoa now playing center field. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary strikes out. One out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Varitek is 0 for 3 in the game. Varitek hits a line drive beyond short. Mears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Buford moves to second. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Benjamin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Benjamin hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Avery covering, for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Javier Valentin now catching. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Dan Serafini now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Valentin moves to second. Nomar Garciaparra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin scores. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garciaparra moves to second. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Buford hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa strikes out. 1 out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gates is 0 for 3 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cordova is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Varitek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Varitek strikes out. 1 out. Mike Benjamin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Benjamin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. the Twins will come to bat. Mike Benjamin now playing third base. Donnie Sadler now playing second base. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ortiz is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor pinch hits for Ron Coomer. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sadler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Walker is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Buford. Walker reaches second base with a double. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to third. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Valentin takes first base on 4. Walker scores. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mears is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Benjamin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.